verse of the Quran, we tend to have this perception and understanding that life precedes death. Person lives, then he dies. Yet Allah Ta'ala says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. The sequence is altered in the Quran. This is part of the fasaha, eloquence of Quran. When Allah wants to highlight something, that even though technically you will live first and then die, but the real life is the life of the akhirat. The actual goal and objective is the life ba'd al-maut. This is why Allah says, خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. And then in one expression, as I mentioned, this entire reality of this world is summed up, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Every one of us, you and I, we are in an examination room. This world is Allah's examination room. And what is the examination? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who will live this life in such a manner that he pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the yaqeen and conviction with which we will leave this world? You heard just now. But let us come close to the speaker as far as possible. Let us listen attentively to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is this? Adopt the correct means. Allah has made this world, illa mashallah, a place. But yasalunaka ani ruh, they are asking you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the soul of man. Qulir ruhu min amri rabbi, tell them that the ruh and the soul is from the amr of my Allah. Person was seeing, he was listening, he was walking, he was talking. Ask anybody, how is he seeing? They say he's seeing with his eyes, listening with his ears, grasping with his hands, walking with his feet. Something happens. Now he's a dead corpse. The eyes are there, but he cannot see. The ears are there, but he cannot hear. The hands are there, but he cannot grasp. The feet are there, but he cannot walk. We said he was seeing with his eyes. He was hearing with his ears. He was grasping with his hands. He was walking with his feet. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are asking you about the soul of man. Tell them the ruh is from the amr of my Allah. He was not seeing with his eyes. He was seeing because Allah's amr and order was there for him to see. He was not hearing with his ears. He was hearing because Allah's amr and order was there for him to hear. He was not grasping with his hands. He was grasping because Allah's amr and order was there for him to grasp. He was not walking with his feet. He was walking because Allah's amr and order was there for him to walk. The chest, ostensibly, outwardly, it looks like the eyes are seeing. The ears are hearing. The hands are grasping. The feet are walking. Ostensibly, outwardly, it looks like you are hungry, you're eating food. The food is satisfying you. The water is quenching your thirst. لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. Allah is testing you and I. There is a parda and a veil in this world. There is a parda and a veil in this world. And what is that veil? The veil of asbab, cause, means and effect. And ulama explained, like in the physical realm it is there, the same asbab of test Allah Ta'ala has placed upon us in the spiritual realm also. Like when you are looking, when you are hungry, you look for food. Allah has placed that system in place. However, there are incidents. For example, Imran Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Fatima al-Zahra. She came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such was the extent of sacrifice, of hardships. He says, قَدْ ذَهَبَ عَنْهَا عَنْ وَجْهِهَا أَثْرُ الدَّمِ. The color of blood had left the face of Fatima. Her skin had become deathly pale. She was on the brink of starvation. Sahaba were at the beck and call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They would address him, نَفْدِيكَ بِعَبَائِنَا وَأُمَّهَاتِنَا. May our parents be sacrificed upon you. He could have instructed any one of them. They would have laid their lives down to carry out the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet the sabak and lesson of yaqeen had to be taught. So on this occasion, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his daughter is on the brink of starvation in front of him. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahab rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned this riwayat in his Hayatul Sahaba. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his hands. Ya Mushbi al-Ja'a, wa ya Qadi al-Haja, wa ya Rafi al-Wada'a, la tuji' Fatima binti Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, you are the one. You are the one that satisfies the hungry, with food or without food. You are the one that fulfills every need, with the means or without the means. You don't need the means. You are the one that raises the downtrodden when the circumstances are in favor or against. Alleviate and remove the hunger of Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba say, without any food already, the color of health and vigor returned back to the face of Fatima radiallahu anha. And they say many years later when this question was put to her, what was the effect of the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she says, I, with food or without food from that day onwards, I did not experience hunger. But, liyabluwakum, Allah is testing us, one in the physical realm, in the spiritual realm also. Adopt the means, and then place your trust in Allah. These gatherings that are taking place, the talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the muzakara of iman, the juhud of the effort of deen, these are the means which Allah has given us. This is the system of Allah introduced through Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam for us to take from the ocean of Allah's hidayah. However, what's the condition? What does Allah tell us in the Quran? Adopt the means correctly. First mean, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. When the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are read, when Quran is read, yes. يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. Allah doesn't say يَسْمَعُونَ الْقَوْلِ, listen. Allah says إِسْتِمَعَ. يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. And this is the challenge that unfortunately faces us today in this era of technological advancement. In this era of scientific leaps and bounds, so far as communication is concerned, airwaves, satellites, mobile phones, talks are being conveyed, reaching vast, vast distances. The trap is that this idea will enter the heart. The sound is reaching me, so why do I need to go to the masjid? The sound is reaching me over Zoom or over the internet. I'm hearing it. However, one very, very fundamental and important part, integral part of our Shariat and Deen, what Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instilled in Sahaba Kiram is the adab and etiquette and value for the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This halaqat of ta'aleem that we are encouraged out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in our homes, establish the halaqat of ta'aleem. Listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with etiquette, with adab. Why? Because our knowledge is not information. Imam Malik rahimahullah used to say, لَيْسَ الْعِلْمُ بِكَثْرَةِ الرِّوَايَاتِ. Ilm is not excessive narrations or knowledge or information. وَلَكِنَّهُ نُورٌ وَلَكِنَّهُ نُورٌ يَقْذِفُهُ اللَّهُ فِي قَلْبِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. The words of Allah and His Rasul are noor, they are a light. They are a spiritual illumination. And this noor, this is not the noor of the electric light. There is an inner noor, the noor of the heart. That which my Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in tahajjud, with his head on the ground, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi noora, wa fi basari noora, wa fi sam'i noora, wa fi bashari noora, wa fi lisani noora, fawqi noora, tahti noora, amami noora, khalfi noora, waj'alli noora. Allah, give me the noor of my eyes, the noor of my ears, the noor of my heart, the noor of my hands, the noor of my feet, the noor of my tongue, in front of me noor, behind me noor, above me noor, beneath me noor. What noor was he asking for? Not this electric light. The noor on the inside, and that noor requires adab and etiquette. There has to be respect in the heart for the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone is sweeping, someone is talking, someone is joking, someone is laughing, and Quran is being read. The talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Shaykh Mullah Zakariya rahmatullah Ali, in his Adab and Etiquette of Hajj, he describes beautifully the journey to Madinah Munawwara and the manner in which the heart of that individual who is beating with the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the anticipation, the desire, how it grows as Madina Munawwara comes closer and closer to the true seeker of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then at the end of it all, he mentions something. He says, whatever adab and etiquette I have mentioned of the journey to Madina Munawwara, if the reality of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the heart, there would be no need to mention any etiquettes. That true love would teach you the etiquettes. And one incident describes this for us. The talks of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like I said, many of us feel is no longer necessary to come to the masjid. It's no longer necessary to sit closer, to sit in tashahud, to sit with devotion and concentration. I remember once, as I'm saying, Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was sitting with some foreigners in the Markaz, few Arabs, few other countries. As I'm started his talk, Arab brothers, mashallah, they have not a shawl to make ikram. So the root of tahwa, he started distributing it. Brother Mohsin Khan Sahib became absolutely silent. Stopped his talk. Didn't object, smiling. He waited for the khajur to get distributed, eaten, the kawa to be drunk. And then he explained himself. He said, by the word of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, require absolute, total, complete concentration and devotion. And Allah has not designed this human being in such a way that he can do justice to listening to the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and eating at the same time. So this is why I interrupted my talk, so that you can finish eating and doing whatever you are doing, so that then with absolute exclusivity you can listen to the words of Allah and His Rasul. This is Noor. Hasan Basri rahimahullah used to say, Al-ilmu ilman. Ilm is two types. Ilmun ala lisan. One is on the tongue, which hasn't entered the heart. فَذَاكَ حُجَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى ابْنِ آدَمْ. That is Allah's hujjat and proof against you on the day of judgment. وَإِلْمٌ فِي الْقَلْبِ فَذَاكَ عِلْمٌ نَافِعٌ. The other is when it enters the heart. One Bedouin comes to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. عَلِّمْنِي مِمَّا عَلَّمَكَ اللَّهُ. Teach me the Qur'an which Allah has taught you. Teach me the Qur'an which Allah has taught you. Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this incident also is there in Hayat al-Sahaba. Umar Yusuf sahab rahmatullahi alayhi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appoints Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Teach him the Qur'an. Ali starts teaching him Surah Zilzal. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانُ مَا لَهَا يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَالَهَا. I'm digressing. But nowadays, my respected brothers, one of the fundamental requirements of Qur'an, one of the fundamental requirements of the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the fundamental requirements of hadith is our elders say, take a thermometer and check, look within yourself, what? كيف يتأثر قلوبنا من كلام الله وكلام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. How much is my heart taking effect from the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Somebody is a stockbroker and you walk up to him and say, listen guy, stock market crashed, what happens? His blood pressure will go up. He starts perspiring on a cold day. What is this? Heart taking effect from the words of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Heart taking effects from akhbar. Heart taking effect from what he heard. Such an environment my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam established in Madinah Munawwara. So much the talks of maghibat. So much the talks of qabr, jannat, jahannam, akhirat. These things we can't see. Allah is testing us. But such an effort was made on Sahaba. So much this dawah would be given. That Ali radiallahu ta'ala should say, لو كشف الغطاء مزددت إيمانا. If the veil between us and Akhirat had to be removed and Jannat and Jahannam came in front of our eyes, our Iman would not increase. This talks of Allah's greatness. Rahab sahab, rahmatullah alayhi used to say, complete deen will never come alive. Complete deen, Allah's ahkamat will never come alive. Unless, bacha bacha, chappa chappa, he said every child, every corner, every gully, This will come on the tongues of the ummah that karne wale ek hi Allah. That the doer is Allah, the doer is Allah, the maker is Allah, the controller is Allah, the giver is Allah. This muzakara of the maghibat, this talks of the unseen, this is not the mindset of Nizamuddin or Raiwin or Mawlana Ilyas or Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. This was the Medina Munawwara of the time of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kayfa bika ya Umar? This is just one example. Umar, what's going to happen to you? Umar, what is going to happen to you? When you go into that 4 foot by 2 foot hole in the ground? Umar, what is going to happen to you when you go into that qabr? Is ataka fattan al qabr, and the test of the grave will come. The test of the grave will come. And then my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described it, ra'yul a'in. As if it was in front of him, malakan, aswadan, azraqan, two angels, they will be pitch black in color. Their eyes will be piercingly blue. Their voices will be like thunder. Bolts of lightning will be coming out of their eyes. This is literal translation of the hadith. They will cut the earth, Umar. And they will be coming towards you. In their hands will be a hammer. If the whole world population got together to lift this hammer, they would not be able to lift it. Umar, these two angels will lift it like how I'm lifting this asa and stick. They will come to you with the questions of the grave. What is this? The muzakara of maghibat, the talks of the unseen, the talks of Jannah, talks of Jahannam, talks of Qabr, talks of Akhirat. What is the reaction of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu? He says, Ya Rasulullah, will I be conscious on that day like I am today? Will I have my senses at my disposal? Nisazu says, yes. What is the reaction of Umar? He says, then Ya Rasulullah, I have nothing to worry about. Saying this, he starts going away. Allah's Rasul says, Allah, wait, Umar, come back. Jibreel has just come and informed me that when the angels, Munkar and Nakir, come to you in the qabr, and they put these questions in front of you, Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Nabiyuk, you will respond and say, Allahu Rabbi, Faman Rabbukuma. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabiyi, Faman Nabiyukuma. Islamu Deeni, Fama Deenukuma. Allah is my Rabb, who is your Rabb? Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my Nabi, who is your Nabi? Islam is my deen, what is your deen? They would say, wa ajaba, la nadri, nahnu ursilna ilayka ma anta ursilta ilayka. They would say, we are astonished, we don't know whether we were sent to question you or you were sent to question us. What was this? Yaqeen, conviction of the heart. Kama tahyoon tamutun, how the life is lived, the mort will be. This muzakara, today Allah's command is being broken. One of our Kabirin says, one Jamaat went in the path of Allah, path of Allah, path of Allah. They were giving da'wah to someone, Allah is the doer, Allah is the maker, Allah is the controller, Allah is the giver. If I tell me something new, I know all this. I know Allah is the doer, I know Allah is the doer, I know Allah is the controller, I know Allah is the giver. There's a fire in front of you. Will you put your hand inside? There's a fire in front of the fire in front of you. Will you put your hand inside? No, I know that I won't. Why? Because you have the conviction. If you put your hand in that fire, it's going to burn. That's why you will stay away from it. Today on the tongue, Allah is the giver. Allah is the controller. Allah is the maker. But the reality hasn't entered the heart. That is why every command of Allah is being broken. Mention about one of the Salaf Salihin. Ubayd bin Umayr, rahimahullah, was known as Abid al-Haram. The worshipper of the Haram of Mecca. One day, one woman is sitting in front of her mirror, admiring herself, the natural beauty which Allah had given her. And then she turned around. And she asked her husband. She said, "Do you think it is possible? Do you think it is possible? Think it is possible? Think it is possible? Allah has ordained the veil, and Allah has ordained farda. But if I make my mind up." And I beautify myself, do you think there is a man on the surface of the earth that will be able to resist me? Without hesitation, husband said, there is somebody. So she asked who? He said, Ubayd bin Umayr, the Haram of the Abid of the Haram. He will be able to resist you. So she said, give me permission. Give me permission to prove you wrong. He said, no problem. So she beautified herself. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the most prolific narrator of hadith, 5,374 ahadith are attributed to him. In the latter part of his life, he would constantly make this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil nisa'. They never took the iman and deen for granted. Oh Allah, protect me from the fitna and test of women. Today, mashallah, but we say my heart is clean. Inna li kulli deenin khuluqa. My Nabi said, every deen, every shariat, every way of life has an akhlaq, has a mascot, has an emblem, has an integral, inseparable part that can never be separated from it. Like you look at the Australian cricket team, Australian rugby team, there's a certain emblem that's associated with it. The South African, it's the Springbok. Canada may be the Maple Leaf. Emblem, mascot, Like that Rasulullah said, every deen has an akhlaq, a moral code, a moral path. وَخُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ خُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ خُلُقُ الْإِسْلَامِ الْحَيَاءِ. He says the akhlaq and moral code and emblem of Mahir Deen Islam is haya, haya, modesty. إِنَّ مِنْ كَلَامِ النُّبُوَّةِ الْأُولَى إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءَ فَفَعَلْ مَاشِئَ. That every Nabi of Allah came with this. That when haya and shame and even modesty will no longer be there, then do whatever you want. Today you walk into a Muslim home. I remember our Jamaat a few years ago, was in Jiza, a town in Urdun, Jordan, right in the mountain. In fact, the road was so precarious to get there that we thought that cow will topple over. First time in my life, I visited in Gush, the home of one person. Whose home reminded me of the homes of Sahaba. Almost a cave, living in the mountains, carved into the mountain his home. What was in that home? Nothing. His bed was a stone tablet. On it one sheet. One primer stove and nothing else in that home. And yet even in that place, which ostensibly outwardly seem as if the world had passed it by and it got stuck several centuries ago. As if it's not even on the map. Even in that place, house to house, that satellite dish. Instrument of zina and shamelessness. Today you walk into a Muslim home, what's the first thing? That plasma screen. When they say high, curved plasma screen. Millions of pixels. High definition resolution. And what is it? Father, mother and children sitting together and looking at zina. And then we want to know why there is no concentration in salah. Why there is no effect in our dua. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for noor, in a light. Haya, be-haya, shamelessness, what is this? Al-nazratu sahmun masmum min isiham in Iblis. That gaze is bringing zulmat in the heart. It's destroying the noor of the heart. Particularly our youth. Kan kholkar sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman. You have been given such a power. You have been given such a medium that if you will harness it, if you will harness this by the not one qasam. I'm prepared to take 1,000 qasams if you will harness this power that Allah and His Rasul have given you. The malaika of the heavens and the earth will work for you. No system on this world will be able to overpower you. When you raise your hand, your pukar and call will reach the arsh of Allah. What is that power? Lower your gaze. Guard your chastity. I am not saying it. Man tarakaha min makafati. Allah's Habib says, Allah said, lower your gaze. Man tarakaha min makafati. أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَتَهُ فِي قَلْبِهِ. We will give you such iman. You will taste the sweetness of that iman in this world. When you say Allahu Akbar in Salah, you will be transported to Jannah. Such a power you have at your disposal. Lower your gaze. Ulama say, that person whose gaze is free. All the awliya of this world will never be able to make it in Islam. And that person who controls his gaze, all the shaitans of this world will never be able to deviate. Al-Hayaw la yati illa bi khayr. My Nabi said, Al-Hayaw will only bring goodness. This boyfriend, girlfriend culture. This culture of intermingling. This culture of both ears clogged in the body, jiving to haram music. What is this? This is zulmat. Zulmat that is entering the heart. Music is food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. That which my Nabi said, Al-Ghina, yumbitun nifaqa fil qalb, kama yumbitul ma'u zara. Like water causes crops to grow. The haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. The problem is you go to the cardiologist, he can put his instruments, he tell you I did an ECG, one artery is blocked, two arteries blocked, three arteries blocked. Or you have a healthy heart, the arteries are blocked, you need stents, you need urgent bypass surgery. Cardiologist has that equipment. But there is no cardiologist that has this equipment. That all four arteries are blocked to the level of dunya. This heart has solidified and blackened itself with looking at the daughters of others and listening to haram. Ulama say, what's the alamat and sign of this? Allah protects you, Allah protect me. They say at the time of maut, the sign of nifaq in the heart is that it will be impossible to recite for you. Such a cancer we have around us. And that power Allah has given. Lower your gaze. What is the requirement? Yaqeen, yaqeen, yaqeen. The talks of akhirat. The consciousness of akhirat. The consciousness of standing in front of Allah. Nevertheless, coming back to this incident, woman cleaning herself in front of her mirror. Such beauty Allah gave me. Do you think any man can resist? Digressing Imam Ismail rahimahullah was a very famous linguistic, did great service in the interpretation of difficult words of the Quran. One day, but naturally, he wasn't easy on the eye. When you use a crude term, he was ugly, made like that. But Allah gave him a very beautiful wife. So one day she's looking at him, she said, you know what, we both are Jannatis. He says, how you arrived at that conclusion? He says, every time you look at me and admire my beauty, you make shukr, Allah is going to give you a jannat of shukr. And every time I look at you, I make sabr. Allah is going to give me a jannat of sabr. So without hesitation, husband said, Awaid bin Umayr. So what does she do? She beautifies herself. And then she goes into the haram of Makkah. Approaches Awaid bin Umayr like someone who's going to ask some fatwa. And in drawing his attention, she has covered herself. She moves slowly while talking to him as if asking a question. Till she has reached a secluded corner. And then she removes the veil from in front of her face. And she said that my heart has been overtaken with passion and desire for you. Will you fulfill my desire? Without hesitation. He says to her that no problem, I will entertain your request if you answer a few questions of mine. So she said, what question? He said to her, my sister, I want you to visualize the day that the angel of death will come to you. In order to extract the soul from your body. At that time, ask yourself this question, place the thermometer in your heart. That if I give in to what you are inviting me today, أَكَانَ يَسُّرُّكِ أَنِّي قَدَيْتُ لَكِ هَذِي الْحَاجَ. On that day, do you think it will be a source of happiness to you? Then he said another question. لو دخلت قبرتي جلست للمسألة. You have entered the grave. You are meant to sit up now for the questions of the grave. Like Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said to Umar, ملكان أسودان أزرقان. Huge hammer in their hands. When they come to you with the questions of the grave, أَكَانَ يَسُرُّكِ أَنِّي قَضَيْتُ لَكِ هَذِهِ الْحَاجَةِ. My sister, tell me, at that juncture, or that time, do you think, it is in your interest that I give into what you are giving to what you are giving to what you are inviting me to us today.
Then he said,
Thanks on stage we have. But What was the need for Allah to say, Luqman said to his son, La tushrik billah. Ya bunayya inna, ya bunayya aqim as-salah, wa'mur bil ma'ruf, wa'an, why each time, ya bunayya, ya bunayya, ya bunayya. These are the fundamental precepts of deen. Allah could have just announced them in the Quran. What was the need? وَإِذْ قَالَ لُقْمَانُ لِبْنِهِ وَهُوَ يَعِذُهُ وَيَعِذُهُ وَيَعِذُهُ يَا بُنَيَّ يَا بُنَيَّ يَا بُنَيَّ. Remember that time when Luqman said to his son, Oh my beloved son. In other words, deen, da'wat of deen will take place through muhabbat. Ya bunayya, oh my beloved son, with shafaqa, with kindness, bashiru wa la tu'assiru, yassiru wa la tunaffiru. Yassiru wa la tu'assiru, bashiru wa la tunaffiru. Gil jeetlo, win the heart over, speak with compassion, speak with kindness, particularly in your home. Akrimu uladakum. He said, honor your children. Kehna ke main aashiq rasul bahut aasan hai. Very easy to say love rasul. This cry of our elders, established halaqat of ta'aleem in your homes. Take out quality time for your families. What was the culture? Unfortunately, time constraints. I'm not going to take too much of your time. Much of your time. But what was the culture at that time? Look at the way Quran describes it. The way my Allah describes it. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ يَتَوَارَى مِنَ الْقَوْمِ مِنْ سُوءِ مَا بُشِّرَ بِهِ أَيُمْسِكُهُ عَلَى هُونٍ أَمْ يَدُسُّهُ فِي التُّرَابِ أَلَا They are given glad tidings that Allah has blessed you with a female child. What happened? Dhalla wajhuhu muswadda. Their face is blackened with the rage of what kaveen. Darkness has enveloped the heart. They are faced with the conflict. Yatawara bil qawm. What is the conflict? Min su'i ma bushira bi. Should I bear the ignominy and the curse and the blemish? Of what I have been tainted with. Bear the ignominy, disgrace of society by keeping this curse that has befallen me. Am yadussuhu fit turab, or should I crush the life out of it by burying it alive in the sand and suffocating it? Am yadussuhu. Look, Allahu Akbar, such is the fasahat of Quran. Allah says, terrible is the decision that they are making. Such a culture, such was the attitude towards women, female children. And in that culture, what does our mother, Aisha radiallahu anha described. She says, Bukhari Sharif Hadith, she says, when Fatima, the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, would enter the house, qama ilayha Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He If my Nabi was sitting, he would stand up for her. He would kiss her on her forehead. He would hold her hand. He would lead her to where he was sitting. فَأَجْلَسَهَا And he would make her sit, then he would sit. أَكْرِمُوا أُولَادَكُمْ Honor your children. Give them quality time. This is how deen will come. And obviously, when this is the akhlaq, then the rest, it will be reciprocated. Aisha says, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to the home of Fatima, قامت إليه, she would stand up for him. She would walk up to him. She would kiss him on his forehead. She would hold his hand and she would make him sit. Then she would sit. Kehna ke mein aashiq Rasul bahut aasan hai, ask ourselves, my respected brothers, how many of us have done this for our daughters? How many of us have given this quality time? Children are naqash, they will imitate. They will imitate. Hazrat Imam Imam Al-Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when this question was put to him, all the masturat effort that is taking place in the world, 15 days jamaat, masturat fikr, masturat weekly talim, masturat this, masturat that. They asked him, what is the objective of all this? Simply put it, he said, garo ki talim, establish the halaqat of talim in every home of the ummah. Every home of the ummah has to become a madrasa of iman. Every home of the ummah, this muzakara of iman has to take place. Sohbat. You want deen to come in your children, it will come through sohbat. This is why Allah commands, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا Lead by example. Read his Malthuzar. He says, that person, when he dies, tabligh dies with him. Tabligh has not entered his home. Azma Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, wo aadmi shaitan ke dhokha mein mar gaya. That has died on the deception of shaitan. We say we have an acidic environment at home. This obstacle, that obstacle. Whatever we may. That same town, Jizah. They told us there was one person, he had a boiling hot temperament. Boiling hot. So boiling hot temperament, it is a cold day, he took a spire. Once he took a knife and he chased his own father. His wife was petrified of him. Jamaat got hold of him even 3 days in the Bhagavad. Three days spent correctly. Hazrat Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to give the example of the correct appropriation of time. You have 24 hours in a day. 4 hours for talim and talum. Four hours for ibadat and zikr. 4 hours for khidmat, 2 hours to see to your personal needs, and six hours to sleep 24 hours. Technically, this is logical. Technically, it can be done. What did he say? He said, spend three days like this, and by the qasam of my Allah, you will become the wali of Allah. Today we say, my life is not changing. Ruhaniyat is not coming. Spirituality is not coming. Why the time is not being spent correctly? Rahim Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, 40 days in the path of Allah is 40 days tahajjud. It's 40 tahajjud. 40 to 1.5 to 3 area was Ijtimai Taleem. 40 gush, 40 meeting 25 people. Or 25 times giving dawah to Allah's greatness. It's not days, it's amal. Time is made valuable through amal. Kama tahyon tamutun. Like the life will be lived, the mort will be. Nevertheless, three days this man spent correctly. And he came home, first thing he did, he entered the house. When he entered the house, he made salam and smile. His wife almost fainted. Mention about Imam Abdul Hayy, Rahmatullah Ali, Lucknowi, that once they took him for a dawah to one of the cousins. Yet the food was very impressed with it. He requested that student, you know what, put a parada. I want to express my thanks to your wife. He said, Ben, mashallah, the food was very, very tasty. We really enjoyed it. Allah reward you. This woman started crying. He said, please forgive me, maybe I hurt your feelings. She said, no, it's not that. She said, 20 years I'm married to this man. Every day I prepare food for him, not once he ever thanked me or showed any appreciation. Today you are a total stranger and already you are showing appreciation. So my emotions overtook me. So somebody was sitting there and heard this. So next day he went home. His wife prepared the food. He said, "Mashallah, wow, beautiful. You never ever cooked like this. I never tasted like this." She started crying. He said, "What's your problem?" He said, "12 years. We married. Every day I cook for you. You never thank me. Today the neighbor sent. Today the neighbor sent the food and you the food and you the food and you pay me." إِنَّمَا تَحْرُمُ النَّارِ إِنَّمَا تَحْرُمُ النَّارِ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم على كل هين لين قريب سهل. Allah has made Jahannam haram. كان كول کر سن لینا. Allah has made Jahannam haram upon everyone who is soft, amicable, kind, compassionate, easily approachable. Qareebin, sahlin, layyin. Rasulullah said, Aisha, that home in which compassion and softness hasn't entered, that home has been deprived of the mercy of Allah. Sahaba was asked to describe him. Him bin Abi Hala, what is the description? Kana daim al-fikra, mutawasilul ahzan, always in fikr, always in gham, always in worry. The same question, exactly the same question, describe the demeanor of Rasulullah. This time the question is put to Aisha radiallahu anha. What does he say? He says, Kana dhahakan basaman. My Nabi was always chirpy, always happy, always affectionate, always smiling. Same person she's describing. Hind bin Abi Hala, daim al-fikra, mutawasilul ahzan. Aisha, dhahakan basaman. Both spoke the truth. What was the difference? Hind bin Abi Hala was describing Rasulullah s.a.w. outside the home. Aisha was describing him inside the home. Deen will come through compassion. Deen will come through akhlaq. Deen will come through character. than a naqash, they will imitate. What are the seeds that we are planting? This is why in the cry and lament of our elders, take out quality time. Akrimu awladakum. Not just cell phone all the time. Where a person physically is present, mentally is absent. Even in the talks of deen today, what happens? They say the front porch light is on, there's no one at home. Especially after Fajr. Maulana Zuman Sahib, he says, when the person is sleeping in the bayan, he says, Sakina is descending. What is Sakina? هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. Allah says, we send down Sakina. It's Allah's blessing. Send down Sakina, and what happens? Iman increases. He says, the road to the heart is four things: what you see, what you listen to, what you speak, and what you think. When you sleep, you shut off all four roads, and then you say, this is Sakina. It's not Sakina. Nevertheless, I digress. The Sahabi, Ali radiallahu ta'ala, who teaches him Surah Zilzal. Today, Quran also, this thermometer, what effect is my heart taking? Mashaallah, Sheikh Qari Abdul Basit, إذا الشمس كورت وإذا النجوم انكدرت وإذا الجبال سيرت وإذا العشار عطلت. Beautiful, in one breath, we are carried away by the beauty of the recitation that is in its place. But what effect is the heart taken by the word of Allah? فَذُوقُوا فَلَن نَزِيدَكُمْ إِلَّا عَذَابًا. What happened? MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. They shouldn't be MashaAllah, SubhanAllah. Should be Astaghfirullah, Adhanallah minha. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the riwayat, he said if you want to see Qiyamah, Ra'yul Ayn, read Surah Izzah Shamsu Kuvira. How much is the heart taking effect from the words of Allah, is Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Kayfa yata'athar qulubuna min kalamillah wa kalamir Rasul. Ordinary Bedouins. Such was the environment of Medina Munawwara. Ali radiallahu anhu teaches him one surah. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. He reaches these verses. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَى وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَى. What is Allah saying? Literal translation, you pick up some commentary or translation. That person who will do khair equivalent to one zarra will see it. Shar equivalent to one zarra will see it. What is this? Ihsas of jaza and sada. Muzakara of akhirat, accountability. Ya bunayya, oh my beloved son. What was the need? Oh my beloved son, Allah is commanding every father of the summat, every mother of the summat, every muallim of the summat, what is the muzakara of iman that you have to bring alive in every home of the ummah? That these children are an amanat, they are a trust. What are the seeds that you are supposed to plant in them? Oh my beloved son, that action which you will do, إِنْ تَكُوا مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِّنْ خَرْدَلْ. Even if it is smaller than a grain of mustard seed, فَتَكُنْ فِي صَقْرَى. Underneath some boulder, أَوْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ أَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth, يَأْتِي بِهَا اللَّهُ. My son, a day is coming, Allah is going to bring even that action in front of you.
Inna Allah Latif. What is Latif? Ulama say Latif is that zat and being whose sight penetrates the depths. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ. We translate atom. Or what it actually means. Actual meaning of ذَرَّةٍ is جُزْ لَا يَتَجَزَّةٍ. The smallest possible particle. How do you establish something is smallest? By dividing it, till it becomes indivisible. Previously they thought the atom was the smallest possible particle. Now they found inside the atom, 1 millionth the size of the atom is the proton and the nucleon. Latif, Allah is that being whose sight penetrates the depths. Khabir, Allah is aware of everything. This ordinary Bedouin, فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَىٰ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَىٰ. Falls onto his knees, يَكْفِينِي ذَرَّتَانِ. Some translation, Mufassirin say, أَخْوَفُ آيَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. أَخْوَفُ آيَةٍ فِي الْقُرْآنِ. Quran Pak ke khofnak tareen ayat, the most frightening verse of the Quran. But the heart is not taking effect. Ali radiallahu anhu goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I only taught him Surah Zilzal. This is what he is saying. What does my Nabi say? Da'uhu faqad faqaha ar-rajul. Leave him alone. Allah has given him the complete faqahat of deen. What? Allah's khawf has come. Consciousness of Allah has come. Such was the environment of Medina Munawwara. Nevertheless, I digress, time constraint. Alladheena yastami'una al-qawl. Not yasma'un. Yastami'un, exclusivity. Not doing this and doing something else. Once in a while, like I said, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, he said, sometimes true love will teach you the etiquette. Once, in the Markaz, yes. Mewatis, they had great love for Mawlana Ilyas Abdullah Ali. They were reading Tali, sitting and making Tali. As the Mawlana entered the masjid, when he entered the masjid, they stopped what they were doing. They interrupted their Tali and they stood up to greet him out of respect for him. He became visibly upset. And he said, brothers, tell me, if instead of this kitab, سَمِعْتُ النَّبِيَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Instead of this kitab, where the Sahabi is narrating, I heard Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, I saw Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, I am relaying to you what Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said. He said, if the Nabi of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم himself were present amongst you. And he was saying this to you directly and I walked into the masjid, would you interrupt him to greet me? They said, obviously no, Rasulullah was amongst us. Then we would be listening with rapt attention to every word of Rasulullah. Then he said, by Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke baad, after the demise of Rasulullah, sit in the majlis of deen, listen to the words of Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as if you are hearing it directly from Rasulullah. يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. We want the nur. We want the effect. يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ. And then, like I mentioned yesterday, in Quran, waw is conjunctive. Fa, thumma is conjunctive. These are conjunctive terms that are used. But there's some one term where there's no lag allowed. There's no gap allowed. In other words, immediately. يَسْتَبِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَ. Listen with the niyat of amal. Listen with this niyat. Rahmatullah used to say, he says, today when a person is sitting in bayan and he sits with this jazba, he listens to something, and he says, you know what, I heard it before. Jo army is niyat ke saath baithte hai, ke maine pehle sun liya, ab main kuch naya dhoond raha ho. He says, is army se Allah Ta'ala is cheez ke upar amal karne ke taufeeq ko sal kar le. There's a person who sits and listens to the talks of Deen with this in his heart that I heard it before, I'm looking for something new. He says Allah Ta'ala will take away from him the tawfiq of making amal of what is being said. Dai is near se kabhi nahi bhekte. Dai never sits with this intention. Dai sits with this jazma and fikr is this in my life and the life of the woman. What jazma did sahaba sit with? Ballighu anni walo aya. That every hukam, every statement, every declaration of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sahaba, if they heard it once, if a sahabi narrated something from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and after that someone saw him doing something opposite to that, or not carrying out the injunction of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is an accepted principle that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam must have abrogated that, because it is impossible for a sahabi to have heard something from Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and not implemented it in his life. This is the jazba. How this can come alive in the ummah? فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَا. Not just follow it. As my Ibrahim Devla Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, down there, the whole bayani gives on this. اتِّبَاءَ أَحْسَن. اتِّبَاءَ أَحْسَن. Don't just implement it. Implement it in the best possible manner. Galaxy of Sahaba. There is one Sahabi with a unique blessing. Nowhere you'll find this in riwayat, this particular expression. Different Sahaba, they were given certain different blessings. Sawaya Aqidah, the greatest Sahabi was Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. His maqam was the highest, but like that there were certain khususiyat. Amongst them, Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. My Nabi, he says, أَخَذَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بِيَدِي. My Nabi took hold of my hand. Rasulullah s.a.w. held my hand and said, يَا مُعَاذ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ. Mu'az, I take qasam on Allah, I love you. يَا مُعَاذ وَاللَّهِ إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ. Allah, qasam, I love you. Muhammad s.a.w. is saying to Mu'az, and then immediately, in that same riwayat, Mu'adh, I am exhorting you, لا تدعنا دبر كل صلاة. Never ever leave this out. Never ever leave this out after every salah. After every salah. Mu'adh, Allah's qasam, I love you, don't leave this out. Look at the husne usloob of Rasulullah. Deen seekhne se aate hai, bhai. This mindset that learning deen is the domain of children and I've got some diploma, I don't have to learn. Person is 10 years in tabligh, tell him why. Six qualities, person who reads the kalima 100 times a day, his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of judgment, as if there is no other virtue of the kalima. The shock and jazba to learn has come out of the womb. Such beautiful gems, pearls, we find in the du'as of Rasulullah ﷺ. What a loss this ummah is incurring when that shock and talab is not there. Yaqeen of amal. Mu'az, don't leave this out. After every salah. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika. Oh Allah, help me. I cannot do it. Like Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبْ. Whatever I am doing, it is tawfiq from Allah. Tawfiq from Allah. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْ. Tere tawfiq ke baghair ho hi nahi, Ya Allah, without your help, without your tawfiq, without your inspiration, without your guidance, I can do nothing. Allahumma inni ala dhikri. Allah, you help me to make your zikr. These tasbihat that we are told, 100 times. Kalimatul tamjeed, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, minimum. 100 times istighfar. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. Allahu Akbar, such a day is coming. What do Sahaba tell us? Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhuma, other Sahaba, إِنَّا كُنَّا لَنَعُدُّ فِي مَجْلِسِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي وَتُبْ عَلَيَّ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ أكثر من 100 مرة. They say in one majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would count my Nabi saying this, oh my Allah, forgive me, accept my repentance, you are most merciful, most forgiving. They say more than 100 times in one majlis. This is not some mindset thought up in Nizamuddin or in Raivin or in India or Pakistan. This call by at least 100 times morning and evening is still far. 100 times third, 100 times kalimatul tawheed, 100 times salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Amal. Today, unfortunately, Allah forgive us. The gaze is gone on others. The person will give a shandar talk after asr on the importance of zikr. And immediately after the talk, he's having a nice cup of tea somewhere. In other words, why the zikr is very, very important for everybody else but me. Hazrat Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah used to say, the greatest fear I have, I'm running out of time, but very, very briefly, he would say, the greatest fear I have for my workers is what? Samaj rahe ke kaam kar rahe hai, lekin nahi kar rahe. They will think they are doing tabligh, but they are not doing tabligh. And then he went on to explain, what is tabligh is sitt to sifat, is the six qualities. Tabligh is the six qualities. If Allah's yaqeen is not increasing, ittiba'i sunnat is not increasing, khushu' and khudu' in salah is not increasing, shauq for the knowledge of deen, Allah's bayan and concentration is not increasing, the akhlaq is not developing, ikhlas, the jazba of it is not coming, the shauq to sacrifice your life and wealth in the way of Allah, if that is not increasing in your life, you think you are doing tabligh, you are not doing tabligh. Hazrat Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, jo aadmi Allah ke raaste mein nikalte hai, dusro ke islah ke liye, the one who will come out in the path of Allah, and his gaze is on others, spiritual development of others, and he just moved away from himself, he says, bigrega, aise bigrega ke is jaisa bigra hua milna mushkil hoga. He will be spiritually destroyed to such an extent to find another one destroyed like him will be impossible. Aur jo Allah ke raaste mein apne islah ke liye niklega, banega aur aise banega ke is jaisa bana hua milna mushkil hoga. The one who comes out for his own spiritual development, the gaze is on yourself. Maulana Ihsan Sahab Ram Barakat, what he says? He says, today the mindset is, if the next man got 99 good qualities and one fault, the only thing we notice is his fault. And if I got 99 faults and one good quality, the only thing I notice about myself is my good quality. Hasan Basri Rahimahullah says, what gives you the right to look at the weaknesses of others? Have you developed yourself up to that level? That you have time to notice the weaknesses of others? The one who will come out so that he can develop spiritually, the gaze is on himself. Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, he will be made and made in such a way to find another one made like he would be impossible. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika. Allah, help me to remember you. Help me to make your shukr. And shauq of amal, fayattabi'una ahsana, implement to the best possible way, not ittifaq. These amal, Allahu Akbar, I'm going to terminate on this just few more minutes. When the yaqeen of these amal will come, it wasn't that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't give advance notice. He didn't give advance notice. But listen, today I'm going to test you. Like sometimes in the school, we know. We ask the child, in January already he knows when the December exam is. And then too they don't prepare. Like someone sent me a message the other day, they said there were these three students. They had exam on a certain day. So they didn't prepare, even though they knew. So now they came to the headmaster on the day they had to write the exam. They said, listen, you know what, last time we went to the library, or we were on our way to the library to go and learn and prepare, but we had a puncture. So whole night we were pushing the car because we forgot to carry something to sort the puncture out. So now we are exhausted, please give us 1 week's extension. He said, no problem for you three. Special concession, 1 week's extension. Everybody else would write. Now obviously they prepared because they got the 1 week extension. Now and then 1 week later, he said, listen, because this is an irregular situation, I'm going to put the three of you in three separate classrooms. Three separate classrooms, two questions were presented to them. One question for 2% mark, the other one for 98% mark. First question, 2% mark, what is your name? The other 98%, which tire got punctured? Obviously all three got punctured. Allah Rasul didn't say, on certain day I'm going to question you. All of a sudden, man asbaha minkum sa'ima. Who's fasting today? Ana ya Rasulullah Abu Bakr. And who was Abu Bakr? إني لأعرف رجلا باسمه واسم أبيه وأمه لا يأتي بابا من أبواب الجنة إلا قال مرحبا مرحبا. He said, I know the name of a person, I know the name of his parents, he will not come to any of the doors of Jannah, but beforehand that door will call out, welcome enter through me. غالبا أبو ذر falls on his knees. إن هذا لمرتفع يا شأنه يا رسول الله. This is someone of great rank. Who is it? هو أبو بكر ابن أبي محمد. This is أبو بكر. One مجلس. أبو بكر في الجنة. عمر في الجنة. عثمان في الجنة. علي في الجنة. طلحة في الجنة. زبير في الجنة. سعد بن أبي وقاص في الجنة. عبد الرحمن بن عوف في الجنة. سعيد بن زيد. أبو العاور في الجنة. عبد الله بن رواحة في الجنة. 10 VIP, top 10 Sahaba, Abu Bakr. How many times you were given that tidings? Yet they never became complacent. They never took their dindari for granted. Man asbaha minkum sa'ima, ana ya Rasulullah. Man adama minkum miskina, who fed a poor person, ana ya Rasulullah. Man adama minkum maniza, ana ya Rasulullah. Who visited a sick person? Ana ya Rasulullah. Man atba minkum janaza. Who followed a janaza today? Ana ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was this? La tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shay'a. Time will pass. Populate the time with amal. Sahaba, Hasan Basri rahimahullah, what does he say? Sahibtu aqwaman. I saw a group of people, he was talking about Ashabu Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana hirsuhu bi waqtihi ashah minkum ala daraimikum wa dananirikum. They value their time more than you people value your wealth. Populate that time with amal. Kama tahyun tamutun. When the life will be spent like that, the mort will be like that. I'll terminate on one incident. Imam Abu Zura rahmatullah alayhi, that personality. One day he tells his students, he says, Tahdid bin Nyama, he says that I can, like how you, with the effort and exertion by which you read Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, I can read 100,000 ahadis from memory. How was the life spent? I remember a few years ago, this Ramadan, our Jamaat was in Johannesburg. Late one night we walked into the Markaz. One Arab brother of Syrian origin, he rushed forward, embraced me with such love, such muhabbat, that my own brother or sister would not greet me with that level of love. What is this?
the brotherhood of Islam, the seeds that are planted when we go in Umumi Jamaat. You remember me? That's a very dangerous question. Because unfortunately we're weak, we tend to forget. I remember I met someone once at the airport. Marana, you remember me? I said, of course. Obviously you don't want to hurt his feelings. I have no idea who he was. But then he didn't leave it at that. What's my name? Fortunately for me, he had his boarding pass upended the other way with his name on it in his pocket. He didn't realize. So I mentioned the name, it was like Keith for him. But what is this? Total stranger. Marana, you remember me? What was he referring to? 20 years before that, this brother was with us in Jamaat for 10 days in the Pakistan. Cutting it short, like I said, we've run out of time. Rheumatologist, did a specialist degree in America. Now he told me, Marana, I moved to Qatar, Muslim country. Muslim country, in other words, majority, 99% Muslim. Ramadan, summer, nights are very short. Isha, Taraweeh, then Tahajjud, Sehri. So illa mashallah, bayan after Fajr. Especially in Ramadan, at the Markaz, the Majma is bayna an-nawmi wal yaqza. Half asleep. And this, it was this brother's bayan. And he was no orator by any stretch of the imagination. Not shouting or anything. Speaking with luknat, broken. He said, when I moved to Qatar, obviously I'm a rheumatologist, but the rule of the hospital was that for 1 year you have to work in the casualty department. Then only you can move to whatever your field of specialization is. He said, Muslim country, this curiosity was piqued within me. That casualty department, accident victims, many people will pass away. So what was this curiosity? I wanted to see how many would read Kalima at the time of Maut. Like Rasulullah SAW said, Lattinu Mautakum La Ilaha Illallah. Imam Abu Zura, when he was on the throes of death, his students were around him. Muhammad bin Muslim Rahimullah, Abu Hatim Rahimullah, Mundin bin Shahdad Rahimullah, other Muhaddithin were around him, they students. He was unconscious. The concern entered the heart. We have to make talqeen of kalima for the sheikh. Person whose whole life was devoted to the service of the words of Rasulullah. So they thought of a talqeen. What was the talqeen? Let us mention the hadith. Abu Hatim begins. Haddathani Bundar. And Abi Asim and Abdul Hamid bin Jafar, and he stops. Muhammad bin Muslim says, Haddathani Dahaq ibn Mukhallad and Abi Asim and Abdul Hamid bin Jafar, and he falls silent. This is falling on the ears of Imam Abu Zura. Kama tahyon tamutu. In that condition, Haddathani Bundar and Abi Asim and Abdul Hamid bin Jafar. And Salih bin Abi Ghareeb, and Kathir bin Murra al-Hadrami, and Mu'adh ibn Jabal, and in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man kana akhiru kalamihi, la ilaha illallah, dakhal al-jannah, wa fi riwayatin, harramahullahu ala al-nar. He reaches these words, man kana akhiru kalamihi, la ilaha illallah, impossible. This brother, he says, I wanted to see Muslim country. How many would die with kalima on their lips? He says in that 1 year sojourn in the casualty department of that hospital, 100 people passed away in front of him. 100 Muslims. Then he asked the majma, what percentage you think read the kalima? 10%? 20%? 30%? 40%? 50%? Not said, I started having sleepless nights.
Ya Allah, what has happened to the woman?
He says, on the last day, one person was brought in. Just before he passed away, he read the Shahada. He said, from that day, every day I ask myself this question. That the effort that you are making, the seeds that you have planted, the environment to which you are exposed to, your ambitions, your goals, your aspirations in this short life, is it conducive to making you that one rather than Jesus? La yazalu la ilaha illallah, tanfa'u man qalaha, wa tadfa'u anhum al-adab wal-niqma. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La ilaha illallah will continually benefit this ummah. Every adab, every challenge, every hardship will be removed until they make a mockery of this kalima. قِيلَ مَا الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ Sahaba said, Ya Rasulullah, what does it mean a mockery? He said, يَظْهَرُ الْعَمَلُ بِمَعَاسِ اللَّهِ فَلَا يُنْكَرْ وَلَا يُغَيَّرْ When Allah's masiyat, when Allah's disobedience will take place openly and the recital of La ilaha illallah, not one frown line will come on his forehead. The jazba and shock and intonation for the effort of deen will have come out of the room. Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika. My Nabi taught this dua to Mu'adh bin Jabal. Oh Allah, help me to remember you. Help me to make your shukr. Wa husni ibadatik. No complacence. Teach me, help me to perfect your ibadah. Kamal. Alladheena yastami'una al-qawl fa yattabi'una ahsana. Ruhani asbab, may Allah says, listen with exclusivity, fayat and listen with the jazba of ittibai ahsan, to implement what you have heard in the best possible manner. You do what is within your capability. Ulaika alladheena hadahumullah wa ulaika humul albab. Allah says, we will give you hidayah. Ulaika, these are the ones whom Allah will guide. Allah will give them hidayat. These are the people of intelligence. My respected brothers, ishtima mashallah, be listening to the talks. Ittibai ahsan, ittibai ahsan, ittibai ahsan. Who is ready? From the heart, Ya Allah, accept me for 4 months in the month. This is the first step. Very, very quickly, let us raise our hands, inshallah. Who is ready? 4 months, inshallah. And to link and attach ourselves to the masjid. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanallah, alhamdulillah.